What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Vaughn from Malden.
Good morning.
Morning.
Vaughn, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture, Vaughn. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win all of the $100.
All 100 of them.
If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, except for the squeaky door. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Margot Robbie, 35 today. She is most well known for her roles as Barbie and also as which DC character?
No idea.
Question number two. Now that all the members have completed their military service, BTS will grace us with a new album and a world tour next year. Does BTS have over or under three songs reach number one? Over or under?
Under.
Are you not a member of the BTS army, Vaughn?
No.
Question number three. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue today. The 12 jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charge yet. Diddy was the face of which liquor brand before all of this came to light?
Ciroc.
Question number four. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well include Seinfeld. Everyone knows Jerry's eccentric next-door neighbor Kramer, but what is Kramer's first name?
Cosmo.
Question number five. Today in 1881, President James Garfield was shot. It took 80 days for his assassin's bullet to kill him.
Oof.
Name the last president or former president to have an attempt on his life.
Donald Trump.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're on your way to work today, Vaughn.
I am.
Are we getting any time off for the 4th of July weekend?
No.
Oh.
What do you do? That's not giving you any time off.
The retail manager, so retail doesn't do the best around holidays as far as time off.
All right.
I have said on the air multiple times, I think everyone that works retail should be able to punch one customer a year scot-free.
Yep.
And that would keep everyone else in line.
Yep.
Your thoughts as a manager?
Vaughn would never.
Vaughn got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, sir.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, 35 today. She's most well known for her role as Barbie. Also, as which DC character?
Harley Quinn.
Yes, she was Harley Quinn. 1-0. Now that all the members have completed their military service, BTS will grace us with a new album and a world tour next year. Does BTS have over or under three songs that reached number one, Kennedy?
Under.
Thought you were a part of the BTS army. What happened? 6, to be exact.
Oh, my gosh.
How dare you doubt the power of the Bulletproof Boy Scouts?
You know, I'm the worst.
1-0. Question number 3. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue today. The 12 jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charges yet. Diddy was the face of which liquor brand before all of this unfolded?
Ciroc.
Tied it, 2-1. Question number 4. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well includes Seinfeld. Everyone knows Jerry's eccentric next-door neighbor is Kramer. But what is Kramer's first name? Oh.
Cosmo.
Oh. 3-2. Question number 5.
That hurt.
That was close.
Today in 1881, President James Garfield was shot. It took 80 days for his assassin's bullet to kill him. Name the last president or former president to have an attempt on his life.
Donald Trump.
It was Donald Trump. Final scores, 4-3.
Wow.
Look at you, Kennedy.
I thought you had me, Vaughn. I really did.
Well, Vaughn, hopefully everybody's nice to you in retail over the 4th of July weekend, okay? Be kind to Vaughn if you run into him, hopefully. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy? Oh, I got some tickets for you, too. You're going to go see, or you're going to go to Bingo Unleashed August 2nd in Foxwoods. Bingo gets a bold glow-up at this nightclub-style party every first Saturday of the month starting in August. For more information, go to foxwoods.com so you enjoy those, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I am Vaughn from Alden, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
We did. The
Don't
one
even
thing
try,
we did.
Homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. That's what you dream of at night, Kennedy. Symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Nashua.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Katie?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Can't believe you're being so nice. You should have heard Kennedy talking junk off the air about you, Katie.
Oh, man. You know, I worked all night long, so I'm off my game, I guess.
That's all right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so nervous, but yeah.
Here we go. Question number 1. Ryan Seacrest posted some photos, and the internet thinks he looks too skinny. The source says he's fine, but he just started a new workout routine, which led to a visible change in his appearance. Ryan Seacrest hosts Wheel of Fortune. Who did he take over for in that job?
Pat Sajak.
During a Green Day show in Luxembourg, Billy Joe Armstrong brought a fan on stage and gave him a guitar so he could play along to Good Riddance, but the guy started playing Wonderwall instead. That's a good troll. They promptly kicked him off the stage. Who sings Wonderwall?
Oasis.
That was the most punk rock thing to happen at that Green Day show all night.
Katy Perry got emotional on stage during her final Lifetime's tour stop in Australia, just days after news broke that she and Orlando Bloom had split. Can you name this Katy Perry song? Take a listen.
There's a stranger in my bed.
Name the song?
Last Friday Night.
Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin, so his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Wow, he didn't want to be associated with you that bad.
Well, he spelled it with a C, Dan.
Completely. Oh, he's not one of you.
Yes. He, of course, played Kevin McAllister. Which city is the original Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
And question number 5, Julie Bowen had to get a pacemaker put in when she was 29 because of a heart rhythm disorder called sick sinus syndrome. She's had the batteries replaced 3 times since. Julie Bowen played Adam Sandler's love interest in which movie?
Ooh, not where I thought that question was going.
Yep, the old okey-toke from producer Dan.
Adam Sandler, I'm going to just have to go on a limb and say Punch Drunk Love.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, I mean, she was going through all my questions like a hot knife through butter before that.
I know,
I had to slip her up somehow.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, Katie's no joke. She got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Okay.
She did it quickly, too. Question number one. Ryan Seacrest posted some photos, and the internet thinks he looks too skinny, but apparently he just started a new workout routine, which led to a visible change in his appearance. Seacrest hosts Wheel of Fortune. Who did he take over for?
Passe Jack.
Tied at 1. During a Green Day show in Luxembourg, Billy Joe Armstrong brought a fan on stage and gave him a guitar so he could play along to Good Riddance, but the guy started playing Wonderwall instead.
Not all heroes wear capes.
They promptly kicked him off stage, Kennedy. Who sings Wonderwall?
Oasis.
Tied at 2. Katy Perry got emotional on stage during her final Lifetimes tour stop in Australia just days after news broke that she and Orlando Bloom had split. Can you name this Katy Perry song?
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Bobby's on the barbecue. This a hickey or a bruise.
Name the song.
Last Friday Night.
Oh, time to seem confident there.
I was not.
Question number 4. Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Why not?
He, of course, played Kevin McAllister. Which city is the original Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Julie Bowen had to get a pacemaker put in when she was 29 because of a heart rhythm disorder. She's had the batteries replaced 3 times since. Julie Bowen played Adam Sandler's love interest in which movie?
Billy Madison. Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
Can't give it to you, though, Kennedy.
Oh, no. I wasn't asking.
She's back in Happy Gilmore, too.
4-4 is the final score. With a 4-4 tie, Kennedy gets the win. That was close.
Dang it.
I know. Dang it is right. Dang it is.
Dang it all. Speaker, like that slice of pizza from yesterday.
Hold on. You're breaking up really bad. Say that again.
I said I'm sitting here in my car and I'm holding my phone on speaker like that slice of pizza from yesterday.
How dare morning. You? How dare you? Well, you're in your car,
yeah,
so that's fine. If you get out of your car, no, sir.
Yeah, that's
I just caught myself. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I love it so much.
Well, you didn't get the money, but you do get yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's the Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Enjoy that concert.
Thanks so much. It's my birthday that day.
Woohoo!
Oh, it's my birthday the day before. We're almost birthday twins.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Katie from Nashua, and I could not be...
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Valerie from Brighton.
Hello, Valerie.
Hi.
Dropping the kids off at camp today. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Bye.
Kids' names?
I got my son Oakley in the car with me.
Oakley. How old is it? Good morning, Oakley. How old is Oakley?
Seven.
Are you gonna get to shoot arrows at camp? Do you have archery?
No.
All right. Well, you need to talk to those people at your camp and tell them to get their stuff together, okay? You get to camp, okay. And the first thing you say when you get to camp today is, can we do archery, please?
Where are your sharp objects, sir?
I'm sorry, Valerie.
I told her when she called, I was like, Carson's going to ask you about archery. So
Valerie, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Dan, wait till I start teaching young people about lawn darts. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is happening. Question number one. 28 years ago today, in 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered. Who starred opposite Will Smith as Agent K in the 3 Men in Black movies?
Oh my gosh, I can picture him.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Oh my gosh, I don't remember it.
Will Smith said, I'm the new hotness, you're the old and busted, I believe. Question number two. Lizzo opened up about her mental health while speaking with Women's Health and called out Beyonce as a reason she was able to bounce back from a dark time in her life. What instrument does Lizzo play?
She plays the flute.
Kylie Jenner now follows her boyfriend on Instagram, a notable move given she only follows 119 accounts.
Headlines today.
They've been together since 2023. Who's she with? What's his name?
Lisa Kylie.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet.
Since he started dating Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's fame has exploded, and he's sad he can't take a pee in the woods on a golf course anymore. He says, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a blanking guy with a camera. Travis Kelce has 3 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl wins with the Chiefs. What is the trophy called?
Oh my gosh, my husband's going to kill me if I don't get this. The Super Bowl trophy, the name of it?
Yep, that one.
Oh my God.
That's all right. It's a tough question. Question number 5. The final season of Squid Game set a 3-day Netflix record. The series amassed 60 million views worldwide from June 27th to June 29th, the largest 3-day tally Netflix has ever recorded. What is the first game ever played in the first Squid Game competition in season 1?
I think it's Red Light, Blue Light.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We started it last night. Watched season 3, episode 1 last night.
I hear it holds up. I haven't seen it yet.
And then Barrett's like, you're okay, Kennedy. Then Barrett goes upstairs. He's like, I'm going to watch the rest of it. I'm like, no, you're not.
My son keeps asking to watch it too, and I said no.
Oh, no. Barrett watches it. I just don't want him to watch it without me. We're watching it together. He doesn't know about couple shows, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Good job.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
28 years ago today, 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered, who starred opposite Will Smith as Agent K in the three Men in Black movies.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Can you believe that movie's almost 30 years old? 1-0. Lizzo opened up about her mental health while speaking with Women's Health and called out Beyonce as a reason she was able to bounce back from a dark time in her life. Which instrument does Lizzo play?
The flute.
2-1. Kylie Jenner now follows her boyfriend on Instagram. A notable move given she only follows 119 accounts. They've been together since 2023. Who is he?
Timothée Chalamet.
What do you think he said when he like opened up his app and saw he had one new follower from his girlfriend 2 years after they started dating?
I don't think he cares. The internet cares far too much.
I bet he thought it was kind of cool.
You know, he sees her every day. I really don't.
It's not to say.
A like isn't.
Yeah. 3-2. Question number 4. Since he started dating Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's fame has exploded, and he said now he can't even pee in the woods on a golf course anymore.
The horror of it all.
He says, and I quote, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a blanking guy with a camera. He has won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. What is the trophy called?
The Lombardi Trophy.
I've really undervalued the anonymity and that allows me to pee wherever I want all these years.
4-2, question number 5. The final season of Squid Game set a 3-day Netflix record. The series amassed 60 million views worldwide from June 27th through the 29th. What is the first game ever played in the first Squid Game competition in season 1?
Red light, green light.
That is it.
Nightmares for the rest of my life.
5-3 is the final score. Valerie, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. And we hope Oakley, which is a name I absolutely love, by the way. That is a great one. Has a good day at camp. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We are Valerie and Oakley from Brighton, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Bye, Oakley.
Bye.
Bye.
Archery. Don't forget to ask for archery.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.